to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name. In the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows and every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus, He is the Lord of all. He's above it all. And in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. Ah, how you guys doing out there? How goes it in your neck of the woods? Wherever it is in the world that God may have you right now, I bless you in Jesus' name. And we continue to keep on that track that God has for each and every one of us. We all have a journey. We all have a reason for being. We all have a purpose that God has for each and every one of us. And that purpose is unique to you. That purpose is unique to the way that God has made you. That purpose is unique to the giftings and the callings and that which God has put in you according to His design. He made you. He knit you together in your mother's womb. And He put you, you've existed from the foundation of the earth, but He brought you into this place in His design and His purpose. The fact that you are here right now is because God wants you here. The fact that we're sharing this time of consciousness and this reality is because God's intention is that we're here right now. And so don't be discouraged with the things that you see going on around you. Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. You know, we're doing it right now. We're doing the things that God has for us to do. Now, there may be frustration with the things that you see going on in the world, just as the scriptures say that it was vexation for Lot, who lived in Sodom. It was tough for him because he was living in that place and he was surrounded by all kinds of wickedness on all sides, all the time. And it's very difficult for him because, you know, he was a righteous man, but he was surrounded by a lot of things that were not on track with God, and it was not an easy thing for him to be there. And for the children of God, it is not an easy thing for us to be in this life and in this world, to see the wickedness, to see the depravity, to see people choosing darkness over light and choosing to go with the darkness because their deeds are evil, and choosing their own destruction, choosing to be murderers, choosing to be workers of iniquity, choosing to separate themselves for all eternity from the living God, even though the way has been made for them to have life eternal, and yet they choose the darkness and they choose separation. That's a tough thing. That's a tough thing to see when there's eternal life is there for them, and yet they choose death. The price has already been paid, and yet they choose to want to try to pay it themselves, and they never can. So it's tough, because we know that there's a better way, but they choose the path to destruction. They choose the path to their own demise. And then at the same time, too, they get mad at you for calling it like it is. Because they want you to say that bad is good, that dark is light, that theirs is the way of truth. And it's not. It's not. Theirs is a way of deception, a way of it is not a way of choice, it's a way of destruction. It's not a way of any kind of peace, because even within, even if they have a cessation of hostilities externally, they're constantly in turmoil inside because they're off track. They're not what they were meant to be. So yeah, it's a difficult thing, because, you know, we want to see God's plan and purpose manifest in people's hearts. We want to see the eternal manifestation of God's intention for His creation at such a time as this. But it's a choice, and people make free will decisions and choices, and they can choose to destroy themselves, or they can choose to go with God. But you know, there's not a lot more going on here in this life than that. You know, the manifestation of how people live that out. But that's kind of what this life and this reality is about. You know, is what you will do with that choice that's put before you. Will you follow God? or will you go with the enemy? Will you follow the light and the truth and forsake all that this world may have to offer you in exchange for that which is true and real? Or do you reject the truth like the rich young ruler did because you got something to lose? And ultimately you go away sad if you make that decision. You go away sad because you know within yourself that you rejected life in exchange for the world. And that is a place of sorrow. That is a place of sorrow, both in this life as well as for sure for eternity. But it's a sorrowful thing when you miss what's real. You know, it's a sorrowful thing when you miss what could have been. And you know it. You know it within yourself. You know, how many people that were alive during Jesus' time that rejected him, that what they wouldn't do right now to try to make that right. To speak to their past self and to tell them, you know, what are you doing? You know, to tell them, come on, you're missing it. Get on the right track. There he is. Go, follow Jesus. You know, I think about some of the political personalities of the day, and if they could jump forward 200 years, and what would that one say to the one that's there speaking today in those positions? You've got some that follow Christ, but most of them don't. And for the ones that don't, my gosh, they would be like that. They would be like the rich man and Lazarus. You know, that guy, when that rich man that died, he was in agony, screaming to try to stop his brothers from coming to the same place that he was in, knowing that they were going to probably end up there. And, he just tried to stop them. It was too late. Too late. His chance was in this, for himself, his chance was in this life. Your chance is in this life. Once the breath is done, that's it. That's it. The die is cast. The window's over. There's no more breaths to breathe. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Well, the heart stops beating, so there's no more speaking. You've spoken. You've made your decision. You've made your choice for all eternity. And it's a scary thing for somebody to wind up, to wake up in eternity and to realize that they've rejected life and there is no way back. Talk about a horror movie. So that is what we're seeing on a mass scale. And it's tough for the children of God. Child of God, you're okay. You follow Christ, you're all right. You're with the truth. You're with the one that loves you. You're on track with him. You're good. All right? But we're here on a rescue mission. We're here to do the works of the Father. We're here to destroy the works of the devil. We're here to speak the truth. And wherever possible, to be instruments that God uses to turn people from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. But, alas, you know, that's not without opposition. That's not without that's not without just the devil and the workers of the enemy just acting the fool. You know, it's so funny. I was just traveling very recently, and you know, just little things come up when you travel because you're surrounded by so many people when you travel that you know, something's going to come up and something's going to manifest in somebody somewhere. But it was just, it was interesting because it was just a small side thing, but just thinking about this because there's at one point I was traveling and I've been singled out just to stand in this line. So something kind of, it's almost even kind of stupid, but then a guy walks by and he says, hey man, you're like, because I've been kept in this line, and the guy's like, Hey man, you're the only person being kept in that line. Everybody else is gone. It's kind of funny, but just, yeah, strange stuff. Abnormal. You're going to have to just deal with strange, weird things here and there, and you just can't let them get to you. You know, you've got to, when and where necessary, you've got to speak. But, just realize that they're going to be weird. They're going to be weird, and that's just because of what's in them, not you. So the fact that they're going to be weird, that's not your issue. That's their issue. Your issue is to stay on track with God. Your issue is to be aware but not distracted. Your issue is you've got to keep your eyes on Christ, despite the way the world is trying to take you off of that and to get you to look at something else. So that's your challenge. Your challenge is to stay with Jesus, even though the world is trying to take you another way, trying to pull you another way. So, that's our journey. And God wants us to, because if your heart is set on Him and you keep your focus on Him, you're going to bear fruit. And the enemy doesn't want that. He wants you caught up with the worries and the riches and the pleasures of this world, making you unfruitful. He wants you worried and perplexed. He wants you just anywhere else besides God. But God knows. And if your heart is set on Christ, He'll make the way for you to be able to do the things that you need to do. And to walk in the light and the truth the way that He intends for you to walk in that light and truth. Ah. Yeah, things are heating up all over the world. They continue to heat up. Things will not go back to what they once were. Old systems are already gone. I mean, people are living in a post time. It's a transition time. Post in the sense that what was before is over. And those things, those methods of operation, those ways that people were established, all of that is gone. Something else has come in, but that is getting established as time goes on. But the previous ways, they're gone. And so that's a scary thing for the worlders, because the boats have been burned. You can't go back. And they're trying to figure out how to go forward. They have some position and some resource, but they don't know. They don't know. Only God can show people how to go forward. Only God can show people what to emphasize, what to engage in, what's important. Only God. So, in all that's going on and all that's taking place, you keep your focus on Him. He's going to show you and direct you. Don't worry. Don't worry about anything. And for the things that are going on in the world around us that perplex us, pray about them, leave them with the Father, do the thing that God has for you to do if He's got you to particularly engage in one of those. But keep your focus on Christ. You can't let these things get you down, because there's going to be more and more and more that's going to come up in days to come. You've got to keep your focus and your heart and your spirit on track. That's important. Because the world is going to try to take you off that track. So, just wanted to say a quick hi, you guys. Traveling a bit right now, and I just want you guys to know that we love you guys out there. We pray for you. God bless you. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray that you'd encourage each and every brother and sister in Christ right now. Keep them on the right track with you. Keep them healthy. Keep all of us healthy and strong in Jesus' name. And watch over us, Father. Thank you for this day, and we love you, Father, and we bless you as you have blessed us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right, you guys, God bless you. Hey, drop us an email, faithmakes@gmail.com. You can say hi to us there. We love you guys. Keep on keeping on. We'll talk again sometime soon. All right, goodbye.